you were back then. Hey, man, I think I used to be a used to be, y'all. But look at me now. Praise God. I used to get on the dance floor. Praise God. Amen. Not that I can't dance. Amen. I used to get out there and do the funky chicken. Praise God. And the boogaloo. But praise God, that's what I used to be. But now, guess what I do? Praise God, I'm on the floor now, and I'm doing a holy dance. Somebody said, well, you still can't dance that well, but that's all right. I can walk, praise God. I can glide, amen. That's what I did when I was out there in that world. I didn't know what I was doing, but praise God, I did something so that I can glorify what? At that time, the devil that I was serving. So now I'm going to do something that's going to glorify my God. And if it's no more than running around the church, if it's no more than hopping, skipping across this thing, praise God, I'm going to do it to glorify God. Amen. Can I close this thing this morning? Amen. That was a preacher, praise God, back in England. They say he was a Methodist minister, praise God. And he was, praise God, just got through having services. And there was a young workman, praise God, who was standing outside. So when that Methodist preacher walked outside of the church, that was this young man gazing up, amen, at a crucifix. In other words, that was a cross that was out there, and he looking at him. And when the preacher walked out there, he asked the preacher a question. He said, you mean to tell me?
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYT, Lake Charles, 100.1.
The census count is meant to tell a social, economic, and demographic story of the United States population so that we can truly practice our democracy. Yet, many are unaware that in a few of the first counts, black people were considered only 3/5 of a person in order to keep political power away from millions of enslaved people in the United States. Still today, many black communities have been significantly undercounted in the census process. Just one of the institutional acts that have led to our communities being severely underfunded in terms of public schooling, health care, and many more areas. This discriminatory counting in our census means that many wealthier white communities receive more than their fair share of those resources. It's time to take back necessary public resources for our people. Pledge to complete the 2020 census today. Go to census2020.gov.
I remember when mom and daddy used to take me to church. St. Matthew's Baptist Church, sitting out in the woods, we used to call it the gully. And when we pull up on the church ground, you could hear the music playing like this. Church, we would hear the pastor saying something like this here. Listen. some hallelujah shout and praise. And grandmama began to say something like this. When the Holy Ghost started to move, she said, I'll be up when I make it.
Just climb in the bed, but talk to the Lord. formed against you shall prosper. Oh, I know that it's going to be formed, but the devil won't be able to use it against you. What God will do, God will cause that enemy that set that trap for you, the trap will end up being just the day. Why? Because it cannot prosper.
Every 10 years, the federal government conducts a population count of everyone in the U.S. Data from these counts help to inform the parameters of how the government will distribute more than $675 billion to communities annually. This includes you and everyone in your community. This affects funding for schools and other educational institutions, transportation, housing, healthcare, and employment. You can complete your 2020 census online, over the phone, or by mail. Visit www.census2020.gov.
Kelly's Sitting Service is a personal care assistance agency. Kelly's assists with bathing, grooming, meal preparation, medication reminders, light housekeeping, laundry, and more. Kelly's has served all parishes of Region 6 for over 27 years. Kelly's is now providing services to our veterans in their homes. Locally owned and locally operated, with a desire to assist members of our community to remain in their homes for as long as possible. Thank you for giving Kelly's the opportunity to serve you with dignity, respect, and compassion, which has been our foundational qualities throughout our ministry. Kelly's is seeking attendants and caregivers with the same qualities of dignity, respect, and compassion that have sustained this agency. Again, thank you for 27 years of service to Central Louisiana. Kelly's is an equal opportunity employer. For more information, 318-793-8453 or 1-800-913-7784. The website is KellyServiceHouston.com. Kelly Sitting Service is another proud sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM.
Oh, name on high, be lifted high.
Come on, say,
Jesus, we lift your name on high, your name on high, be lifted high.